What we're going to do today is, and it's nice to see people here who don't work for either Ernst & Young or Adler & Colvin. That's a good sign, right?
Right.
Yeah. We have like 20 mind-altering and life-changing slides that we're going to go through. You know, this is a topic that is hard to conceptualize. That's a California word. Collaborating, you know, how do nonprofits that want to work with for-profits, how to think about that topic, because there's a lot of situations in which nonprofits and for-profits work together. So what we've come up with, kind of arbitrarily and for our agenda today, is we're going to talk about the who first, not the band, you know, like who are the players here.
I mean, do you want to talk about the who? I mean,
I could talk for hours. I've seen them many times. That's probably why we're hearing aids, I'm told. Possible collaboration methods. So that's the substance of this. How do nonprofits and for-profits work together? Then we're gonna introduce that topic. Then we're going to do some general charitable considerations that permeate all of the issues. Then we're going to go back to our specific areas of collaboration. And then, in a mind-numbing way, Justin's going to talk about the new partnership audit rules. And I will have nothing to contribute to that because
right.
I don't understand.
You drew the short straw on that one.
Yeah, you did. And in fact, the whole slide presentation was arbitrarily structured so that I get all the slides where I can just tell jokes and he has to do all the substance. So I think it'll work out well that way. So speaking of non-substantive slides, so the who. What we're talking about here are we're using the word charity. And by the way, there's obviously a paper that we're going to refer to from time to time, but that covers the things in much more detail.